Hiroyuki came to Britain from Japan last year along with his wife and children. He's here to do a master's degree in health data science. For him, the idea of leaving his family behind was never an option.
The most important thing is family, so be with family. And the second thing is studying. So it's because, you know, the young children grow very fast, and 1 year is a very long duration, especially for young kids. So I want to be with family.
Under new rules announced this week by the UK Home Office, people like Hiroyuki will be barred from bringing dependents over while they study. Only postgraduate research students will be allowed to do so, and they make up a small minority of all overseas students.
It's not xenophobic to say that mass and rapid migration is unsustainable in terms of...
Last year, Home Secretary Suella Braverman repeated a target predecessors had set but failed to deliver, net migration in the tens of thousands annually. This month, she told a conference in London that Britain needed to get overall immigration numbers down. And she insists the new limits will help reduce pressure on public services. In the year to last June, nearly 500,000 people came to the UK on study visas, making them the single largest group of migrants. They brought with them more than 130,000 dependents, a figure 8 times higher than 3 years before. Crucially, they contributed more than $50 billion to the UK economy, according to a recent report. Universities UK International was one of the organisations involved in the report.
The report shows quite clearly that even taking into account those costs and the cost of accessing public services, for example, the overall net economic contribution is still overwhelmingly positive. It's over £37 billion a year. I think it's really important that we remain competitive, we remain open to international talent, and that we don't undermine what is actually a real global success story for the UK.
It's hard to quantify the importance of Britain's universities to the country's international reputation. But high-achieving overseas students often return home to become the business and political elite. If they choose to study elsewhere because of the new restrictions in the UK, that could have a major long-term impact on Britain's economy. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.